really nervous right now. I've never done a press conference. I don't really know how they work. Feel free to jump in. And when I get nervous, I like make jokes, so I'm probably going to like stumble and stuff.
She's gonna make some comments, and then we'll do questions, okay?
I sort of had a speech prepared, so let her talk first. Notes are by the wayside. It's all off the cuff. Look, I'm not afraid of Donald Trump. He's a bully. I've dealt with older white guys trying to keep me down my whole life, my whole career. I'm a woman in a very male-dominated field. I love what I do. I love making people laugh more than anything in the world. And I have learned over the years that sometimes when you do stand-up, and I've done it in a war zone, and I've done it at Walter Reed Hospital, and I've done it at Carnegie Hall, sometimes people want, you know, a joke that's out there and a little crazy. So regarding the image that I participated in, that apology absolutely stands. I feel horrible. I have performed in war zones. The idea that this, you know, made people think of this tragedy, to have been touched by this tragedy, is horrifying and it's horrible. Trust me, if I could redo the whole thing, I would have had a blow-up doll and no ketchup. You know, I make mistakes. I'm an out-there comedian. I'm an in-your-face comedian. But I just wanted to say, you know, if you don't stand up, you get run over. And what's happening to me has never happened ever in the history of this great country, which is that a sitting president of the United States and his grown children and the First Lady are personally, I feel, personally trying to ruin my life forever, forever. You guys know him. He's never going to stop. I know him. Let me talk to like a camera like I'm talking to him. And I might make a couple jokes because I'm super nervous. Everyone's pointing to their camera. I'll just this one. All right, I'll sort of look in this direction. All right, so I know him. All right, so the Donald, it's me, the Kathy. And if you guys don't know this, if you meet him, he wants you to call him the Donald, which I've always thought was the weird. And I remember saying to him the first time, okay, I'm the Kathy, and that went right over his nest. Okay, that was a joke about his hair, but I have seen eggs in it. Like I think I've seen, allegedly. I am teasing the president because this is America and you shouldn't have to die for it. The death threats that I'm getting are constant and they are detailed and they are serious and they are specific. And today it's me and tomorrow it could be you. So yeah, I'm an obnoxious comedian. I'm not the most famous person in the world. I'm just standing here with Lisa. I have an amazing First Amendment attorney, Alan Isaacman. If you're not familiar with his work, he won the landmark case, the People versus Larry Flint. I believe so passionately about this. If I don't stand up and say this, I'm afraid there's going to be some 12-year-old nerdy girl like me in Forest Park, Illinois, who's going to maybe be watching me to see what I do. And this bully and this president, of all people, is going to come after me? He picked the wrong redhead. And he's sort of a redhead, although it's sort of like a parfait cup sometimes. I mean, there's like a red and then like a yellow. And I don't know. I think Melania does a lot of nice and easy. I don't know, but maybe she doesn't. The point, I digress. So that's what I do, you guys. I improvise. I try jokes. My mouth is really dry because I'm so nervous. But I don't want this to happen to anyone else. I tour for a living. I love doing it. I perform everywhere people want me to laugh. And honestly, one night it's a performing arts center, and the next night it's two shows in the Pottawatomie, Wisconsin casino. And there's been a change, a real shift change. And, you know, starting maybe about 18 months ago, where Fox News ain't got nothing on me. Although I think you should know, my mother, who thinks Fox News is real, is not speaking to me because she's in love with Tucker Carlson. So I'm even in trouble with my mother. So don't worry, everyone hates me. I do. I need water. I'm probably shaking. And I'm afraid I'm going to get that under boob sweat, which is really the bad one. That was not appropriate, so, right? That wasn't appropriate. Okay, so I'm not good at being appropriate. I only know how to do comedy one way. It's in-your-face comedy. I keep it real. I am going to make fun of the president. And you know what? I'm going to make fun of him more now. More. So I'm not going to threaten him. I have no desire to harm him or anyone. I would never want to harm anybody. But, you know, I've made fun of W. I made fun of Clinton. Oh, God, remember the Monica Dress days? Those were the days. You could make dress jokes all day long, and nobody tried to kill you. You shouldn't have to die for this. I'm under a Secret Service investigation.
And the First Family did not come after you with any of the other presidents.